Gauranga bolite hobe pulakashari. Hare Hare bolite na jane bobe ni. Hare Hare bolite na jane bobe ni. Gauranga bolitai habe pulakashari. Hari hari bolite na jane babe ni. Akobe nita chande koruna hoy be samsara basanna mon kobe tujha be nita chande koruna hoy be Parabasana mora kabetutya Kishaya charya kabe Tudha hobe maam kabe Ema era boshi vindavam Jaya Sariya Tudha Habe Ma Kabe Hama Hera Ma Ibenjan Rupa Raghunata Pare Oy Beakuti Kabe hama puja bashe jugala piriti. Puja bashe jugala Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Maurasha Pratana Koroye Sada Narottam Dasa All glories to the awesome devotees, all glories to the awesome devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaitanya Manobhistam Stabitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. We're reading Chaitanya Charita, Madhyalila, chapter 5, and verse 91. Krishna kohe vipratumi jaha sabhavane. Shabakori more tumi kore hasmarane. Lord Krishna replied, "My dear Brahmana, go back to your home and call a meeting of all the men. In that meeting, just try to remember me." Aribhava hiyami taha sakshi dibo. Tabe dui viprera satya patigya rakibo. I shall certainly appear there, and at that time I shall protect the honor of both you brahmanas by bearing witness to the promise. 93. Vipra bole jadi hao chaturbhuja murti. Tabu tomar bhakye karo nahobe pratiti. The young Brahmana replied, "My dear sir, even if you appear there as a four-handed Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words." E morti gya jadi e shivadane. Shakshi deho jadi tobe sarva loka shune. Only if you go there in this form of Gopala and speak the words from your beautiful face will your testimony be heard by all the people. Krishna kohe pati mar chale kotaha na shuni. Vipra bole pati ma haya koha kene vani. Lord Krishna said, "I've never heard of a deity's walking from one place to another." The Brahmana replied, "That is true, but how is it that you are speaking to me, although you are a deity?" 96. Pratima nahatumi sakshat Vrajendra nandan. Vipralagi koro tumi akarja karan. My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something you have never done before. 97. Hasya Gopala kohi shunaho Brahmana. Tomar pache pache ami karibo gaman. Shri Gopalji then smiled and said, "My dear Brahmana, just listen to me. I shall walk behind you, and in this way, I shall go with you." Purport: the conversation between Lord Shri Krishna and the Brahmana is proof that the Lord, in his Archamurti, or form made of material elements, is not material. For those elements, although separated from the Lord, are also a part of the Lord's energy, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Because the elements are the Lord's own energy, and because there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, the Lord can appear through any element, just as the sun can act through the sunshine and thus distribute its heat and light. So Krishna, by his inconceivable power, can appear in his original spiritual form in any material element, including stone, wood, paint, gold, silver, and jewels. Because the material elements are all his energy, the Shastras warn, "Arche Vishnao Shiladi Naraki." One should never think of the Archamurti, the deity within the temple, as stone, wood, or any other material element. Because of his advanced devotional position, the younger Brahmana knew that although the deity of Gopal appeared to be stone, He was not stone. He was the son of Nanda Maharaj, Vijendranandana himself. As such, the deity could act exactly as the Lord does in his original form as Krishna. Lord Krishna was talking to the young Brahman just to test his knowledge about the Archavigraha. In other words, those who have understood the science of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities, and so forth, can also talk with the deity. To an ordinary person, however, the deity will appear to be made of stone, wood, or some other material. In the higher sense, since all material elements ultimately emanate from the supreme spiritual entity, nothing is really material. Being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, Krishna can deal with his devotee in any form without difficulty. By the mercy of the Lord, the devotee knows perfectly well about the Lord's dealings. Indeed, he can talk face to face with the Lord. Omaganati Madandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksunamalitam Jaina Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulam Vategarina Kipatamam Bande Shri Guru Nginitana Chandalam Bito Bujo Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Bijabaro Yugadama Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Kurunavatirna Hasya Gopala Kohe Shunaha Brahman Tomar Pache Pacheyame Kori Bogaman. Sri Gopala Ji then smiled and said, "My dear Brahmana, just listen to me. I shall walk behind you, and this way I shall go with you." This conversation is continuing for those who are not familiar that the young Brahman, there's a conversation going on between Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya in the Sakshi Gopal temple. So we can take it that this is an authoritative, important story. It takes up a good chunk, a whole chapter here. And that because Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were conversing about it, it has some great significance for us. We've been reading this for the past, 40-something years, some of us, hearing about it. But so this two brahmanas had gone to Vrindavan, younger one and older one. Older one was very dependent on the younger brahmana, though both saintly persons. And the younger brahmana was helping him, selflessly helping the older brahmana. Therefore, the older brahmana, to reciprocate, he said, "I'll give you my daughter." And the younger Brahmana said, "There's no need, don't do that, because you're a very aristocratic Brahmana, and that won't go down very well with your family, you know, because I'm uneducated." He said, "No, she's my daughter, I can do that." He said, "Okay, then you should say so in front of the Gopal deity, this Gopal." So therefore, when he went back, when they both went back, the family freaked out, of course, and they said, "That no, not going to happen." And especially the son was a real heavy-duty materialistic person, and he said, "I'll just, you just told his father to just go out there and say you don't remember what you said." So the old man went out and said like that, and then the son came forward with a stick. He was the last of the nice guys, and. So now the young Brahman has gone back to Vrindavan and he's speaking with the deity. So now we get the purport here. So Prabhupada says that the separated Bhumirapponalo Bayukamano Buddhirevicha Hankara. These various material elements, Krishna says, are non-different from me. Asta. These eight material elements, including earth, fire, water, air, mind. And again, Prabhupada's mentioning how the deity can be made of all these various things. Parasha Shakti Vividaya Shuyate. Krishna has so many energies, various energies. And Shakti Shaktiman Abed. Shakti Shakti Matayor Abed. The Shakti Shakti Matayo, Shaktiman, the source of the energy, they're non-different. The energy is non-different from the energetic source, like the sun mentioned also. So these elements are also given by Krishna in 11th canto, directly, Shaili Darumayi. Darumayi means wood, and Lohi means metal. Lepya Leka Chasaikati. Lepya Lekya. Lepya means something soft, like they make the deity out of clay, or sometimes even sandalwood or earth. Usually those deities are temporary deities. Lepya Leka Chasaikati means sand also. And paint. Lepya Lekya means a paint. Paint. You can paint a painting. And Prabhupada said, not that you have to come to our temple, but you can take a picture of Panchatattva or Radha Krishna at home, or have a picture, print, painting, and you can worship that as a deity. Krishna says it. Lepya Lekya Chasaikati. Manomayi Manimayi. Manomayi means in the mind. The standout story is, of course, the Brahmana who, for years, he had heard when he was young, he didn't have any money at all, but he was hearing from great devotees that you could worship the deity in the mind. So he became so perfect at it that he burnt his finger. One day he was cooking in his mind and burnt his finger. And then Narayan was laughing in Vaikuntha. And Lakshmi Devi said, "Why? What's the matter? What's going on?" He said, "I'm laughing at Brahmana. He just burnt his finger." So he went directly, an airplane was sent, Virgin Air. Lepya Leka Chasaikati. Manomayi, Manimayi means jewels. Manimayi, the jeweled deity. So we don't hear too much about a deity completely made of jewel. Imagine a giant, like diamond deity, or something like this. But definitely the deity is decorated with jewels. Sometimes the foolish people think that the deity is made of gold or something. Like when I used to be in the temple in 74 in Mayapur, almost every other Bengali would come and they would ask, Shonar? They wanted to know if the deity was gold. Actually, Astadhatu means 12 elements, or 8 elements. 8 metals, rather, Ashtadhatu. So the deity can be made of these, should be made, a metal deity. Or 2 or 3 brass, copper, sometimes there's some gold. But I don't think that those deities in Mayapur were gold. But they all wanted to know because this rumor had been spreading throughout Bengal. And I think we mentioned before, finally it spread so rampantly that some dacoits, gundas, came in 84 and they stole the deity, threw some bombs, and unfortunately some of them were relieved of their material bodies as they were running away. But many of them got away. Later they were all caught. So this foolish people think like they'll steal the deity. What? So these are rascals. Or they don't accept the deity as the Krishna, or else why would they do that? So the deity form is so important for the neophyte devotee. Prabhupada recommends, Bhagavatam recommends, Sukadeva Goswami says, Baraparam patakari tujushtam apya utamang nanaman makundam shavau karono kurute sapariam harilasat kanchana kankanova. We're seeing that in the third chapter of the second canto. There's so many. In the beginning, it starts off the whole chapter talking about demigod worship. If you want this, you worship this. But if you're a pure devotee, you worship Krishna. Well, how do you do that? Then the formula is given. You worship Krishna in his form in the temple. Kshetrani nana rajato harir yo. It's a little bit poetic and a little bit sometimes by negative inference. But Bharaparam Patakarita Jushtam literally means that if someone is a very wealthy man, but he doesn't give his money to the deity, he doesn't bow down, Nanaman Mukunda, before Mukunda, Mukunda is significant because Mukunda gives liberation. And if you're very wealthy, you need liberation because you're more attached. You'll sink harder, Prabhupada said. If someone is not so attached, doesn't have much, if he gets somehow in the ocean and he can't swim or something, flood, tsunami, he may drown. But someone who's very heavy weighted with burden, of course, that's a symbolic representation, symbolic, poetic. He'll drown in the ocean of nescience, the ocean of material world, much faster. Therefore, he may have a wonderful silk turban or a crown, but if he doesn't bow, uttamanga means his head. Anga means the limbs, and the uttama anga is your head. If you don't bow your head before Mukunda in the temple, the Sukadeva Goswami is explaining this, then you'll sink. And not only that, he says, Shavo Koroku Kurute Sapariyam. If he has very nice bangles, wonderful gold, his wife, himself, Harilasa Kanchana Kankanova, then these things are also just like decorations of a dead body. Your body is considered dead. And in the next few verses, this is explained more that if you have your eyes, they may be very beautiful, but if you don't see the deity in the temple, then they're just like, well, of course, peacock feathers are very beautiful. They decorate Krishna, everyone, all the devotees. Even karmis, they like peacocks. Peacock's the most beautiful bird, big, wonderful bird, unless they happen to be eating all your sabji and flowers, or something, which they like to do. And Bahayate te nayane, but your eyes, nannarikshito ye, if they don't glance at the form of Krishna, they're just like peacock, painted, useless eyes. Lingani Vishnur Nanarijito Harir Yo. Lingani Vishnur, if he doesn't see the forms of Vishnu and Krishna in the temple, and Padal Narinam Tol Druma Janma Bajo, the legs, you may have very powerful, strong legs, you may be very decorated dhoti and cloth and powerful, kicking soccer ball, kicking people in the head, whatever you think you're doing, very powerful person. But nanu rajato kshetrani nanu rajato hiryo, he doesn't go to the holy places to see, and what is in the holy place, the deity, that is the rivers, especially the holy persons, then he's also wasting his life. Though this is the message of Bhagavatam. So this young Brahmin had full realization of this, so much so that even the Gaur Nitai are speaking about it thousands of years later in this conversation. He's such a great devotee that the deity came walking to hundreds of miles as a witness. He said, but even this, here we see that Krishna says, wait a minute, I never heard of a deity walking. Krishna said it. And Krishna said, I usually don't do this type of thing, but he said, well, you're speaking, if you can, as Prabhupada says, you can walk, if you can talk, you could walk. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta describes in one purport that there are five forms of Krishna, the original Krishna, and he also expands in his Leela incarnations, Vaibhav Prakash, and as the Chaturbhuha, as Antaryami, Supersoul, and Archivigraha, or the deity. And the deity, which should be decorated profusely to attract the minds of the people's burning materialistic minds in the material world. The temple atmosphere should be, the devotees should arrange, according to whatever they have, they should arrange very beautiful decoration, and the temple itself should be decorated. Shivigrahara dhananityanana shingara tanmandira marjanat. Even if one is not a brahmana or initiated devotee, the Prabhupada says one should become a Brahmin, and he should get his kids initiated at 12 so they can worship the deity at home or in the temple. He says in the purport, Acharye mavahariye pujam yashadaye hate Tad bhakteshu chanyesu sab prakta bhakata sab bhakta prakata smita. A neophyte devotee must worship the deity, especially householders. This is a way of making advancement because the mind has to be fixed. Sanchintayad bhagavata. Charanar of sanchintayad. One has to meditate. In Kapila Dev's teachings in third canto is describing sanchintayad bhagavata charanaravinda. Gradually he has to meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna and on up to through the up to the gradually to the face. But even the feet described, the meditation on the feet of Krishna is so powerful. Andhakaram, that there's a, although there's a mountain of sin, that even the devotees have mountain of sin, it says there in the Bhagavad, to speak of the non-devotees, one has to become free of that sin or he can't have release from the material world. And this constant activity, worshipping the deity, hearing about Krishna, there's nine methods. So we have these two tracks, Bhagavat Vidhi, this and the Pancharatriki Vidhi. Pancharatrik Vidhi means that always meditating, worshiping the deity. If one cannot do it as good as somehow he cannot do it, he can come and see what is going on. Now, you know, some people have in their house the deity. That's also a bona fide method. Of course, in the house, it may not be so strict. If somebody has in the house six artiques a day or something, then, of course, he should maintain his puja in his house. Advaitacharya was doing very simple puja, and he called we're also offering respects to Advaitacharya. He's also the Panchatattva, but he himself called Lord Chaitanya by worshipping Tulsi, with Tulsi and the Ganga Jal. He's worshipping the Shalagram. So Shalagram means he doesn't even have to be installed. You can have in your house any Brahmin. Prabhupada said in previous ages, every Brahmin had Shalagram hanging in his neck. Anytime he could do puja, the Shalagram, Shila worship is there, the stone deity. But one shouldn't think that the Krishna is stone. Now, non-devotees, they think that they don't have any understanding. But Krishna says those who are devotees, Savartra Prakash Tar Bhakte Sukhadi De, that he is expanded everywhere in his deity form throughout. Jagatir Dharma Nashi Dharmastapite. And in this form, Sarvatra Prakash, appearing everywhere, there's so many deities all over, especially in India, everywhere the deities. It may not be Krishna deity, they have so many type of deities. But especially the Vishnu deity, Krishna deity, Sarvatra Prakash, he is expanded according to Krishna's Kaviraj everywhere. And why? Jagatir Adharma Nashi. Throughout the universe, he's destroying this Adharma and establishing Dharma. Dharma Palo, Juga Dharma Palo, maintaining the Dharma. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. They're maintaining the Dharma. So here in this story is very significant. There are many pastimes that Kaviraj Goswami had to, unfortunately, leave out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had heard so many pastimes. So it was incumbent on him, the great Acharya, Krishna's Kaviraj, what to keep in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This story he considered so important, the whole chapter. When Lord Chaitanya came before Jagannath, the first time, what happened? Completely fainted. So much so that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the topmost scholar, pundit in the whole, practically the entire India, when he came and he was like, I've never seen this before, but he was at least so intelligent. When the guards were about to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, well, hang on. Because they thought he died, he's crazy. They didn't know. Guards, chokidars, maybe some priests. They're not that smart sometimes. Sarvabhauma, he said, let's see here. He put that cotton swab. He said, no, just relax. He's breathing. And he took him to his place to revive the Lord. But also, there's misunderstandings even amongst these aspiring devotees. One devotee wrote that poem that he was writing some play or poem he presented before Swarup Damodar. All the devotees thought it was great. They're kind of Uttama Bhaktas. Swarup Damodar said, wait a minute, why do you, this is not good, no good. Because in his poem, he was describing that Lord Jagannath is this wood, and now he has come as Mahaprabhu, and he is moving Jagannath, but the Jagannath himself is this wood. And Swarup Damodar became actually very angry. He said, now you've said a very bad thing. You said that Jagannath is wood. This is, you should go and surrender. Bhagavat Paradiya Bhagavat Stani. You surrender to the pure devotee. So if we want to remain also neophyte, as it says, Acharyam Avaharye Pujamya, simply worshipping the deity without seeing Krishna in the form, other forms, as the devotees in the hearts of everyone, Antaryami, Tadiyanam Samarchanam, Aradhananam Sarvesham. Definitely worship of the deity is the greatest thing, worship of Krishna. But we see that in Lord Chaitanya became very pleased when he understood how ecstatic King Prataparudra had become when he got a cloth, a piece of cloth from Lord Chaitanya. Because although the topmost devotees like Sarvabhauma and Ramananda, they were always trying to tell the Lord that, oh, this Prataparudra, he's not an ordinary king. In fact, now he says he'll leave his whole kingdom and renounce it if he doesn't get your audience, your darsha. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that he was sweeping the road, and that he saw his son, and he gave his cloth, he was worshiping it, and he, obviously the king was a very, very advanced king. But he worshipped that cloth. This is Tadiyanam, and also the acharya, the devotees, the sadhus, they are also Tadiyanam, in relation with Krishna. Krishna himself, when he came before Shutadeva, near the end of the 10th canto, he came with many, many great sages. And Shutadeva was, we know that he broke in two parts. He went to see Bahulasra and Shutadeva. And Shutadeva was offering so many prayers, wonderful prayers. But somehow Krishna thought that he was neglecting the sages. Therefore he told them, now you worship the sages. They're more important than me. Like that. So there's many lessons to be learned. While reading the story of the young Brahmin, he wanted to serve. He was still serving the older Brahmin, that he wanted to eliminate any blemish, as it's described last week we read. Anything that might be a blemish on the reputation of the older Brahmin or how he might appear to Krishna. So he went out of his way, seeing Krishna within this senior Brahmin. So it is important to worship the deity. Krishna gives so many instructions in 11th canto, 11th chapter, especially other places. But there's several verses in a row how one should go to the temple, cleanse the temple. And the acharya, what does he do? He engages. When you go to Mangalarti, you hear immediately in the morning, Shivigrahara dana nityanana shingara tanmandira marjanari yuktasya bhaktams chaniyanjatopi bande garoshi charana. The pure devotee, the acharya, the guru, he is engaging all the other devotees, his disciples. Of course, he thinks, the pure devotee doesn't really think of him as disciples, but he is doing service for these other devotees. His service is to attach them to Krishna. This is a selfless service. And just as this young Brahmin was doing, although he was younger, Vrida Vina, there's one shloka says, like about Sukadeva Goswami. He was very young, but all the old senior great sages and devotees, they all stood up understanding. In other words, Vyasa, this age is not a restriction. He was younger, but he was more advanced than the senior Brahmana, and therefore instructing him, purifying him by his service. So there's many lessons to be learned. Of course, without hearing about it, hearing, simply worshipping, then one can remain neophyte. That is going on. Vidhi Bhakti. In other sampradayas, they're only worshipping the deity. They may hear some, but what pastimes they hear in Vaikuntha, there are some pastimes. Therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are very much fortunate. They can hear so many pastimes of Krishna, Radha Krishna, and on up to the gopis, manjari, sakis, of even Radharani. She wants that the other sakis and gopis, they have some pastime with Krishna. And those also, they want that Radharani should have the pastime with Krishna, because they're all like, she's like the topmost creeper, and the others are like leaves on the creeper. Tabir Javaniju Pataya Kalabi Vyuha Vayu, rather, these expansions of Radharani. So in this way, the deity is an expansion of the of Krishna, but he's non-different. One who is foolish, he will think, oh, he's stone. Like the Mayavadis, they say Krishna is everywhere, but not in the temple. They're very foolish. If he's everywhere, obviously he's in the temple also. But they're not advanced. They're simply impersonalists. They have no relation. At best, they have some kind of shantaras or something. But when they make more advancement by purification, then they can, this shantarati can develop and they get shantarati. Actually, some great sages, not Jiva Goswami or not Vishwanath, but some great sages don't even consider this a rasa, this shantaras. But some sages become purified by seeing the temporal nature of this material world, how things are becoming. They see that God is very powerful. They see this Brahman as permanent, but they say Jagan Mitya, this material world is false. Anything in it is false. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Yato Matatuba. Whatever you think, you can do that. So this is nonsense. Whatever you think, you think anything. Manoratanasati Davato Bahi. You can go in the chariot of the mind forever. But one has to fix the mind. They have no way to fix the mind. Fixing the mind, sanchintaya, dhyana vastita tadgatena manasapa, santi yogina, pasantiyam yogina. Yang brahma varunendru dharamarutastan vandita vaistavai. Even Brahma, Varuna, Indra, all the big devas, they are like the yogis, fixing their mind on Krishna. So neophyte stage, one has to, one shouldn't jump ahead and think he's already past that stage. We don't see that too much. Because if one was past that stage, then maybe it also attracted to hearing. Even if you argue, deity is here, many people are not coming to see the deity. Maybe they're hearing somewhere. So, but one is advanced, then he wants to hear sadhu sangha. At least that. So we shouldn't neglect the deity. Worship is meant for purification. One shouldn't artificially think he's already pure. Yes, this is for neophytes. No, Prabhupada also had deities. He established the deities. Sanatana Goswami had the deity, made temple for deity. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they had. Gopal Bhatta established the deity. Six Goswamis were also having some deity worship, of course. So we cannot think Krishna's Kaviraj, he became blessed. He was seeing the deity. The garland fell off the deity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was presented in front of Jagannath. Garland fell off. His father is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Is he not advanced? They're worshipping Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya is worshipping Jagannath. He's seeing that he's Krishna, but he's worshipping. Mahaprabhu was exempt. He used to become so enraptured worshipping the deity, even as a householder, that he would soak his cloth with tears. That's not, don't try this at home. I mean, try it at home, but you may not soak your cloth with tears right away. It might take several hundred thousand lifetimes. So after worshipping the deity for so many hundreds and thousands of lifetimes in different ways, then one may graduate. But one should never think that he is artificially graduated past that stage. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted to establish a Brahmins, because by chanting Gayatri, one has to be very regulated. He cannot be breaking any principles if he's worshiping the deity in the temple. Because Krishna is engaging you. You have to get up. Jagrata, you have to wake the deity. You have to get up. Well, how's the deity going to wake up? You have to wake the deity and bathe the deities and dress the deities. Or if you can't, then you have to see it, of course. Sometimes Prabhupada said, therefore, Pujari is the most fortunate because he has to. Actually, Prabhupada said that a few weeks before he left this material world. He said, Pujari is most fortunate. So, Pujari, of course, shouldn't remain the Prakriti Bhakta that he... Otherwise, Krishna says, if you only see the deity in the temple, there's like doing yajna, but putting the ghee into the ashes or something. Isn't it? Or something. What's that analogy? You're wasting your... Not wasting your time, but you're just staying in this neophyte stage. And Nectar Devotion Prabhupada said one can stop the deity worship if he sees a devotee. I don't know about in the temple, but sometimes that happened. That could happen. Well, what would that happen then? What would the temple president think, or the GBC, if some guest came and you jumped off the altar and give them prasad? We'll have to try that sometime. What would you say, Keshav? Can you argue? Prabhupada says that. There should be somebody else greeting. We don't see that happen, but Prabhupada mentioned it. So, all right, anything, any questions coming?
Thank you for a nice... if one wants certain material benefits, he can worship certain demigods. And then in the same section, was it the same section that he was talking about a deity worship? And if you...
Well, he says, if you want to, you know, some powerful body, you worship this demigod. If you want a good children, if you want to win in a battle, you worship, Varuna, Asvini Kumaras.
Is that Uma. Second canto, second chapter?
Yeah, third chapter.
Second canto, third chapter.
Yeah, then gradually he says, but if you don't want any of these things, akama, then you simply worship Krishna. And then it says, right after that, he starts saying those very, very poetic descriptions. Ayoharati vai pungsanu. First it says, by sun rising and setting, it takes away everyone's life, but not one who worships Krishna. Then right after, then it starts... Is that the same? Yeah. Well, you want to look it up?
I'll take a look. I'll look it up. Thanks.
Well, those chapters are very important. All the whole second canto. At the end of the first canto, Parikrit Maharaj had asked some questions about how to get out of the material world. So, right in the beginning of the second canto, Baryanesha te prashna krito loke tamna patma vitsamasa pungsam shota bhyari suyapara. Sukadeva Goswami says, this is very nice, your question is approved by all authorities. And it should be heard. But he says, those who are not devotees, they have Shotabhyadini Rajan Narayan Samtisa. They have thousands of things to hear, but they don't hear about any spiritual things. But you're expert in hearing about spiritual things. You are very enthusiastic, so I congratulate you. I'm very pleased. Baryanesha te prashna, your question is very wonderful. Krito, why is that? Krito loka hitam nipa. Because by making this question, loka hitam, this is for the benefit of everyone in the material world. Krito loka hitam nirpa. Then he says, atmavit samatha apum. So the atmavit, those who know the atma, samatha apum. So atmavit samatha apum, shokta vyadisuya parat. They say this type of hearing is the best, if it benefits the whole world. Then he says, shokta vyadin, others, shokta vyadin rajendra, O king, rajendra, Nrinam Santi Sahasra says. They have thousands, Sahasra, thousands of other things that they hear, but they don't hear anything spiritual. Shanti Sahasha. Apashyatam Atmatatvam Griheshu. Because Apashyatam, they don't see, even though they see Apashyatam Atmatatvam Griheshu, they're Grihamedi. Griheshu Grihamedi Nam. They're simply attached to their household life and everything else. They just want to hear about that. How do I get money for how do I increase my sense gratification? These are all their questions. Atma Saineshra Satsapi. They're very attached to the fallible soldiers. Nidraya Hriyate Naktam. Nidraya at night. Nidraya Te Hriyate they're Naktam. Vyavene Chavave. Night is simply having sex life. Nidraya Hriyate Naktam. Vyavene daytime. They're maintaining the family, getting money. Nidraya Hriyate Naktam. Vyavene Chavavaya. That's all they do. Therefore, they is in Maya. So if we want to get out of Maya, otherwise it's very easy to do those same things. Go ahead.
Just one thing that I think it's important to note that the young Brahmana, it's not that he wanted to have the older Brahmin's daughter as his wife. It wasn't, that really wasn't the issue. But it
right,
was,
the main idea was to
keep the
purify or set the record straight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then you get that whole conversation and the mic back there. Where's the... Yeah, we've heard that before. That's been discussed. Yeah, that Brahmin, like Prabhupada told Panchadevita on the morning walk, when he said, well, I guess he didn't know the details of the story. He might not have asked the question that why would the Brahmin, the young Brahmin, even want a wife? So Prabhupada made a huge joke on his behalf. The joke was on that Swami. He said, there's nothing wrong with marriage, only you could not marry because you're too ugly. Everyone started laughing. Yeah, actually worth hearing that.
But it was interesting that the Brahmana went to all that trouble just because he didn't want the old man to make an offense. You know, that was pretty laudable of him.
Yeah, I guess Brahminical qualities were more prevalent in those days. Apparently it took place long time ago. Anyway, in the age of Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Kritaya Dato Vishnum, Kritaya Dato Vishnum, Paricharyam, worshipping the deity was there. But nowadays, worshipping the deity is also recommended, but without the chanting of the holy name, then simply worshipping the deity. If there's no, like, you go into some temples in India, is to hear the boom, 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 bell is ringing, and therefore, people are not attracted because it's not kept up. Of course, they're attracted in a big, big temple in Tirupati. We don't hear too much chanting, I don't think. But Brahmins are chanting outside, definitely, in the big, big temples. But many temples, there's not even Brahmins. In Kanchipuram, I saw Brahmins chanting, and Chidambaram. The Brahmins are still there in the big, big temples. But many temples, they don't have. It's just somebody's there. But even they chant shlokas. I went to one temple in Atlanta where they had the deity worship was going on. I think it's the Tirupati type people. And there was four or five Brahmins there. They're, I think, full-time, half-time, whatever, but they also chant shlokas. They don't mind. We chanting japa. It's a very nice atmosphere. So when the atmosphere is maintained, some temples like this Swami Narayan, other groups, it's mostly like a museum. There's no chanting going on. Just a fabulous temple. But it's more just a temple like that. Just a temple. And they don't even worship Vishnu, they worship Swami Narayan. Anything else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.